And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But today, my friends, we're going to go deeper. It's absolutely important every once in a while, not too often, but every once in a while, that I revert back to what it is that Lifestyles is really about, what my life's mission has been about, and why we've stayed in business for 25 years with probably one of the best reputations in the real estate investment world. It has very little to do with how very successful our people are in real estate investing. It has more to do with how we figured out a long time ago, and I did, what life should be about. And how we were able to turn that into a company that started sharing with people the changes. See, a long time ago, I came up with this concept. I said, look, real estate is easy. People are difficult. And those people are you. It's people like yourself and myself and everybody else. We have type A personalities that want to live just an outrageous, egregious life. We have type B personalities that want to live a completely controlled and totally unfun life. You say, well, that's too basic. I understand that. But the concept is that, you know, if you're an A and you understand what a B's limitations are, if you're a B, you understand what an A's limitations are. The problem is most A's don't understand what their limitations are, and most B's don't understand what theirs are. But either way, the world has decided that what it's going to do is control, manipulate us until both the A and the B are broken. They're broken down to the point where their life becomes the same mundane, middle-class, boring, repetitive lifestyle day in, day out for the rest of our lives. And what ends up happening is somewhere along the way in your midlife crisis, you wake up one day and go, you know what? I have no goals, no dreams. I've done nothing of importance in my life, and I can think of nothing important to do with the rest of my life. And that's where midlife crisis ends. Well, this is what I've been battling against my entire life. It's not the money we're trying out here to get out here to make more money so you can talk about being rich, although many of us end up rich because the systems we use to make money are so effective. But it's about the lifestyle. How could you get your life back from all of the dictates that control our world? Well, that's what Lifestyles has been about for 25 years. But yesterday, something happened that made me really understand how powerful the Lifestyles message was. I saw a movie called Boyhood, and this movie was unlike any movie that you normally watch. Normally in every movie, there's a victor, there's a winner. And usually there's somebody that was a loser to start with that becomes a winner. You know, there's somebody, the underdog that makes, in fact, I watched Karate Kid the other day and I go, I just got so much excitement from that. And you cry at different points along the way. And I'm a big crier at movies, but I didn't cry one time in this movie because this movie is brutally honest. Now, let's talk about what this movie is and get into this discussion very quickly. This movie was produced and delivered in 2014. It was written and directed by Richard Linklater. It had Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke as the stars of the movie. And what was interesting about the movie is that it was shot over a 12-year period of time, right? So it depicts the adolescence of a young kid. This guy's name was Mason Evans, from ages 6 to age 18 as he grows up in Texas, right? So that alone right there is pretty interesting. But what's really interesting about this is that the script wasn't originally written. It was not completed. They redid this movie about every 2 years on average. They would come out and shoot some more of the movie. And they would look at what happened the previous year. And they would look at where the kids and the adults were in their lives at this year. And then they would write the next script. And so you would think that somebody writing a script over 12 years would have a heroine and a person that is, you know, problematic, that eventually finds their way and the movie ends up with a happy ending, but it doesn't. This movie ends up with every one of the characters, and there's like 8 or 10 characters, every one of them realizing their life is completely wasted. Now, this is important. Let me read this to you. I got this out of off the internet. It was premiered in 2014 at the Sundance Film Festival and was released theoretically in July 11, 2014. The film also competed in the main competition section of the 64th Berlin International Film Festival, whereas Linklater won the Silver Bear for Best Director. It was declared a landmark film by many notable critics who praised its direction, acting, and ingenuity and scope. The film was nominated for 5 Golden Globe Awards, winning Best Motion Picture of Drama, Best Director, and Best Supporting Actress for Arquette. It also received 6 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Supporting Actress for Arquette, which she again won. Now, the reason why I'm telling you all that is because you have to understand, as I watched this movie last night, I thought, man, I'm the only guy in the world that's going to get this movie. This is about the complete failure of our society to allow people to enjoy their lives, to give people direction and hope and reason and future. Everything that I've worked for my entire life, which has been that very same thing, this movie is saying you'll never have it, so get over yourself. Now, the fact that all these awards were given to it, all this critical acclaim, has to say something. That all of these people that gave all these awards realized it is actually depicting the reality of our society. And so as I go through this today, we're covering this because each level along the way, they're showing you another bad decision made in life at each level, at each age, at each position in life, that replicates this misery, perpetuates this misery that people live in for their entire life, only to get to the end of your life to realize that your life meant nothing. That's what this movie is about. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this not because I think that your life has to be nothing. I'm telling you that if you get involved with us, we're going to show you how to make your life worth something. We're going to show you how to get what you want, how you want it, when you want it, from whom you want it, etc. But you're going to have to make some different decisions, some different choices. You cannot let society control, manipulate your brain. And that's what it's doing in every way, shape, and form. So this movie starts out in 2002 with a 6-year-old kid. Let's see. And a sister. There's a brother and a sister, right? And they're living in Texas with their single mother, which is Arquette. And one night, the mother comes home, or the mother's at home, and a boyfriend comes over. Now, she's been married. She got married at 23 years old, had 2 kids at 23 years of age, to Ethan Hawke. And Ethan Hawke decides he's going to take off. He's the fun guy. She's the boring, responsible person. He's the fun guy. He decides he can't be tied down to marriage and kids. He takes off and goes away. So now what happens is... The movie starts up with her having a boyfriend come over and say, look, let's go out tonight. We had planned to go out tonight. And she goes, I can't. My babysitter canceled on me. I've got to stay home. And so he's saying, look, you got to stop using your kids as an excuse not to live life. There you go. You can't use your kids as an excuse not to live life. You've got to stop putting them in front of everything else that you do and everything else in your life. And she says, I can't do that. I'm a mother and mothers have responsibilities. Bingo. There it is. Now, don't get me wrong. I think mothers should have responsibilities. I'm not saying that. But see, I'm a type B person. I'm a boring, responsibility-based human being. And so I agree with that, right? I believe mothers should be responsible. But what this guy is saying is, hey, it can't be everything in your life. So she says, hey, just go on out that night. So he goes out that night with the guys, comes back that night, and now he's drunk. And by the way, there's just 1,000 drunk stories in this whole movie. Every man this guy talks about is some drunk guy. And he comes back and gets in a fight with her. But my friends, when they get in the fight, what happens is something very special. She admits. In fact, she goes insane, screaming, I know I'd like to do what you want me to do. I'd love to be able to go out and have a good time. I'd love to be able to go to a party. I'd love to be able to go out dancing, bowling, whatever, but my friend, I can't. Because I'm burdened with the decision I made. I have responsibility. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 24 years. Our students have won local, state, and national awards as Real Estate Investor of the Year 8 of the last 8 years. Personal Real Estate Investor magazine has named us the best education and mentoring group in the United States. Our students own an astounding amount of single-family rental houses and apartment complexes. I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show and an investor in both single-family and multifamily properties. If you're ready to add some real estate to your portfolio, I've got your map. Come to the next workshop to claim your map to financial freedom. Go to getmymapnow.com and register for the next workshop in your area. That's getmymapnow.com.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're going deep into why the lifestyle is more important than just making money. We're talking about the movie that came out, Boyhood, and we're now talking about the fact that here is Arquette with her boyfriend. The boyfriend explained to her that she needs to have more in her life than just raising kids, going to work, and paying bills. And she gets irritated because she is saying, I don't want all that. Don't you understand? I would like to have a life. How many Americans out there do you think would follow that and say, hey, I'm in the same boat. I'm up to my behind in work, in bills, in trying to get by, and trying to raise some kids. I don't have time to go out and have a good time, and yet there's a whole other group of people that believe the most important thing in life is to have fun, and they will not allow themselves to get tied down with those types of things, and they're out there having a good time. So she gets mad at this guy, sends him on his way, end of relationship, but then decides that he's somewhat right, so she decides that her life means nothing, so she's going to go back to school. Multiple times in this movie, they go over the fact that everybody thinks going to school, college, will change your life, that it will be somehow in put a light on your life and give you vision, give you goals, give you future. But every single one of the characters, every single one of them, life turns out terrible even with college. College is not the solution to having no goals and no vision and no happiness in your life. So what does she do? She rebounds off this guy. She goes into college, goes to Houston, gets into college, University of Houston, falls in love with her professor, which is another control freak. Now you've got type B and type B together, both responsibility freaks, and they move in together, get married, and he has two kids and she has two kids, right? And she is just totally into her career now. College. And so he's left to take care of the kids. And so he's disciplining four kids, two of which aren't even his, and all of a sudden his life starts to become completely boring and falling apart. Being the exciting, fun professor, flirting with and having sex on the side with his student is now his wife, and now he's got four kids. His life is miserable. While all this is going on, the ex-husband, Ethan Hawke, comes back into the picture and starts trying to get in with his kids, buying them presents, taking them to fun places, doing fun things with them. Again, now pounding into the kids' head that life should be about fun. Now the kids are hearing it's got to be about discipline. This other guy and their mother are saying discipline, and responsibility. And this guy's coming like, no, fun, live your life to the fullest, blah, blah, blah. And so what happens? As always, the disciplinarians, two of them together, they start to have a boring life. There's no more relationship. There's no more sex. There's no more nothing. It's just discipline the kids, control the kids, get the kids to places they need to be, get them to football things. And all of a sudden, the kids start growing up, and they don't care about their parents anymore. And since your whole life is about taking care of kids, and the kids don't care when they get to be 14, 15, 16 years of age, now all of a sudden, you've lost control of even them. I think a lot of people have kids simply because they need somebody to tell what to do because they can't tell anybody else in this world what to do. And so all of a sudden, you can't even tell your kids what to do. And here comes this other father coming in here and saying, hey, it's got to be fun. So what happens? The professor, who had an incredible life when he was a professor and he was single, even though he had kids, he was out there partying and dating with his students. Now his life is miserable. He starts to drink. Privately, he drinks. Then overtly, he starts to drink. He was covertly, then overtly, he drinks. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. And finally, Arquette confronts him on it. The kids confront him on it. He gets mad. He beats Arquette up. And boom, she's out again. Second marriage, gone. by the wayside. Now she's realizing, look, I've gotten rid of two marriages. I've been married, I've been divorced, been married, I've been divorced. I got kids, I've taken care of kids, I've taken care of myself. What am I going to do? So she moves to San Marcos to teach psychology. Now here's the really interesting thing. You have a woman that is completely messed up in life, has not been able to make a decent decision in her entire life. And she's done everything wrong, both for herself and for her kids and for all of her relationships. And now she's teaching psychology. Does that tell you something about the quality of people that are teaching in our colleges? And by the way, that's the way they are. I mean, I can introduce you to lots of college professors and teachers, and they're just as messed up as anybody else's, yet they seem to think they know everything, that they can help you change your life, but yet it doesn't happen. So what does she do? Right? As this is going on, she leaves this guy now, and now she's a teacher. She leaves Houston, goes to San Marcos, again, running away. Every one of the stories, she's running away, and everybody I know out there in life are moving, because they think they can run away from who they are. You cannot run away from who you are. If you're a type B boring person, you're a type B boring person. If you're a crazy lunatic type A person that wants to go out and do whatever you want to do and party your brains out, then you're a crazy type A. You cannot run away from who you are, right? So she goes to San Marcos, and what does she decide to do? Now she's got some importance. Now she's somebody important. She's the professor. And guess what? Everybody, once they get a little taste of fame and fortune and pride, they want more. So what does she do? She starts having parties at her house. And the people at the parties are drinking and talking politics and all this really weird stuff. And she's starting to feel more powerful, empowered. So what does she do? She dates a guy 20 years, well, probably 10 years younger than her. This guy is from the military, right? And she's in this situation with this guy because he, again, is another control freak. Are you with me? So think about what she's done. She's gone from a younger, fun husband to a younger, fun boyfriend to an older, disciplinary man. Right? In other words, a lot of people go, once they've tried the fun stuff and they can't live with the fun stuff, they go pick themselves out another person that's just as boring as they are, and they go find another disciplinarian. But when she was with this disciplinarian guy, not only did the guy start to drink, the guy started to take discipline too far with her kids and make their lives miserable. The straw that broke the camel's back is the guy takes the kid, which by now is a hippie. He's got long hair. He looks like Justin Bieber with the hair over the front of his face. He's got earrings in his ears. His fingernails are painted purple. And he just gets tired of this kid. The kid will not do what he says. He will not do his chores. He will not da-da-da-da. So what does he do? He takes him to the barber and shaves his head. An act of total discipline. You do not own you. I own you. This world owns you. You will do what we tell you to do. We will shave your head, throw you in jail, flog you, whatever we got to do to make you conform. And this kid, his whole goal in life was to not be a conformist like his dad. His dad was a nonconformist. He wanted to be a nonconformist, right? So this family, who had absolutely no fun together at all, who just became the Brady Bunch, who lived out the American dream of a house with kids, pets, dog doo-doo in the backyard, you know, going to school, parents, two jobs, too busy for anything to happen in their lives. And then it ends. She ends it again. And at this point, she realizes, you know, that she's got nothing, that she's done nothing exceptional. So what does she do? She starts dating a younger guy. She goes for the older conservative guy. Now she goes for the younger conservative guy. But the bottom line is, she's not jumped out of the fire, right? Out of the frying pan and into the fire. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, that is what we call passive income in your bank account each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team, the right property, and the right map. Equity buildup, that is when your renters pay off your mortgage each month. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value almost every 20 years. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow each month or on our capital gains. These are five of the reasons that real estate accounts for 70%+ of the millionaires in the world today. Attend one of our free workshops on real estate investing to find out how. Call 866-971-8970 or go to 5waywemakemoney.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to 5waywemakemoney.com.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about why you need to change your lifestyle and what does the average person's lifestyle break down into a bunch of choices and a bunch of things in life that you do that end up sending you the wrong direction, and that most people continue to make the wrong decisions time and time again. At this point, we're talking about the movie Boyhood. We're talking about Arquette is now at the position where she has reached out, has gone to San Marcos, become a psychology teacher, which she's so messed up, I don't see how she could teach psychology is my point. Secondly, moving on, is that her boyfriend is an Afghanistan and Iraqi war veteran, and he is just in that same shade of color that every one of those guys are at. You know, in other words, they're thinking about, where's my life going? What am I here for? What am I doing? And all of a sudden, the kids are all growing up, and they're starting to do drugs, marijuana, alcohol. The daughter, his sister, the kid's sister, is starting to have sex. So the fun father comes back in, and what's he saying? He's giving him advice, well, look, if you're going to have sex, use contraception. Not don't have sex, right? But if you're going to have sex, use contraception. And if you're going to do drugs, don't drive. This is that liberal approach, that fun, let's have fun, our life dictates what we want to do, nobody else should be able to tell us what we want to do type of approach. And then you go back and you have the kid living with a mother and a disciplinarian now. Her third husband is, again, this Iraqi guy that's just a little twisted, and he starts drinking again. Because why? Because now he's sitting there going, look, I defended a country, I went to war twice, I come back, I'm now a security guard at a prison, my life is terrible, I'm married to a woman who is a workaholic at a college who is, you know, now hanging out with a bunch of young kids and partying, and I've got nothing to live for, and it just doesn't work. And so you see, when you put two type Bs together, it just doesn't work, right? So it goes on, and the kid finally has his 15th birthday, and this is where he is just totally blown away. The beginning of this is that the father, at this point, has remarried, and a woman that he has remarried has totally cut off his life. She made him sell his sports car that he loved more than life itself, who he'd promised to give to his kid when the kid grew up. She made him buy an SUV. They got pregnant, had a baby, and now his entire life revolved around raising this baby, which he didn't do on his first kids, although he got back in their life, but now he felt guilty, and she gave him a guilt complex that he needed to raise this one this time the correct way. And he felt like that was true because he didn't give it all to the first ones. But now she had taken away his man card. The guy was no longer fun anymore. He was now a programmed Stepford husband. And these people out there, these kids are going like, oh my God, what do we do now? What do we think? Our whole lives, our dad's been telling us not to conform. My whole goal as a young kid was to not conform, and now my dad conforms. And my mother is not only conformed, my mother is back out there trying to be a party animal, living with a husband that is now a psychopath because he went to war and realizes there's nothing for him in life, right? So he has his 15th birthday, and the husband's wife, the new wife with the baby, decides to take the kid out to her family for his birthday party. So what do they give him? Here's a kid that's doing marijuana, alcohol, drugs, sex. And what do they buy him for his birthday? Get this. The wife and Ethan Hawke, the husband, buy him a suit. A suit. Right? And then he gives him a set of Beatles albums and says, son, all this other music out here in the world, this is all garbage. Everything you grew up with is garbage. The only true musicians, the people you should tie yourself to, are the Beatles. So now he's being told, it's time. You're 15 years old. Get in your suit. Listen to the Beatles. Calm down. cut that long hair, get rid of those gauges out of your ears, take that purple fingernail polish off your fingers, and just grow up. Then the grandparents, get this, give him a shotgun and a Bible. Now, you tell me that's not Texas. You know, I'm a Texan, man. I get this. But is that not the right-wing Texas people right there? Is that, let's give this kid the two things the most important to him in his life, a Bible and a shotgun. Kid doesn't want the Bible or the shotgun. In fact, they take him to church. He doesn't understand what's going on. He's never been there before. The baby that his father's having is going to get baptized. They ask him to come to the baptismal. He asks, Dad, did you baptize me? And Dad goes, no. Did you baptize my sister? Well, no. Then why are you baptizing this kid? You see, the husband never cared about that, but now the wife and the grandparents have manipulated. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're religious, enjoy it. But I'm saying to you, many, many people have been manipulated into believing things or acting as if they believe in things that they don't believe in. Just one more person, one more set of people in your life to control and manipulate you. So here's this kid now. Now, the father is saying, like, I don't think you should take the shotgun home with you. Your mom isn't going to like that. You better leave that over at my house for now. So the father was a radical liberal before, and now he's being pounded into being conservative. Do you understand that? He was a radical liberal putting out, he was fighting for Obama to get elected. Now he's married to a liberal or to a conservative right-wing family, and he's being controlled, manipulated, and changed. So here's a boy going through all this stuff going, what is it all about? So he sits down with his dad and he asks his father, Dad, what is this all about? What does life mean? And the father says to the son, Son, life means nothing. There's not one thing, not one meaningful point in life. It's just something that happens to you. You go through it. You live through it. You deal with it, and that's all there is to it. Now, this is exactly the same lecture the mother had already given the kid. So now the kid is really confused because he's thinking his life's dream is to be a nonconformist. So now the kid is super sullen, unhappy. His teacher is crushing him because he won't do his schoolwork. And what does he do? He finds a girl. And the girl thinks his sullenness and his daddy doesn't love me haircut and his gauges and his fingernails and all of his radical, I'm not going to follow the world's demands theories makes the girl interested. Again, I've told you this before. I'll tell you a million times. Women, whether they'll admit it or not, a very high percentage of them, 80% or more, always look for the bad guy. They always want the bad guy. Because he's more interesting, he's more fun. And guys figured out very quickly, you got to stand out somehow. You got to do something stupid to get attention. Whether it's long hair, gauges, tattoos, whatever it is during your generation, guys are going to do something stupid they're going to regret for the rest of their lives just to try to get the attention of girls. And it happens, right? So then what happens to his sister? Exactly that. What do girls end up having to do? Give it away, have sex at an early age. Because why? You won't fit in. You won't have friends. You won't belong. All that stuff. Again, it repeats itself. Generation after generation after generation of mundane, useless living goes on from generation to generation. Because the parents can't articulate for the kids what they should do differently than they did. And all kids want to grow up to be different than their parents. They want to rebel. But all kids end up being their parents. Because rebellion is false. It is showing that you actually have the need to defend against that which was your controlling point in your life, only to realize that those morals did get inside of your brain, whether you realize it or not. So this guy finds his girlfriend. They're fun. They decide they're going to go to college in Texas at A&M, so they take a weekend to go up there and check it out where his sister's at. They use his sister's dorm room, and boom, they have sex. And so now the guy's in love. The guy's never, you know, this is the point where this girl's, she's fun, she's exciting, she's bubbly, and she's giving me sex. Go back to Arquette, 23 years old, and think about the husband. He was fun, he was exciting, and he was giving her sex. There it is. He has now repeated his mother's problems. He's done exactly what she did. And what happens after that? This girl decides that he's too sullen, too moody. He eventually bums her out with all of his psychobabble about how the world has nothing to live for, because his parents gave him that belief that the world has nothing to live for, and the girl leaves him for another guy who's an athlete, fun, exciting, blah, blah, blah. And again, the cycle repeats itself. So now he talks with his dad, and his dad says, son, don't worry about girls like that. All women are always just trying to step all over men to get to the next level in their life. They want a new guy, a new house, a new this, a new car, a new something. And that's just the way life is. We'll be right back with the last segment of the Del Walton Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about losing your job, working till you drop, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Stephen Davis, and I've taught over 100,000 people in the last 24 years the principles of financial freedom through our radio shows and live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about our real estate workshop that really takes it to a whole new level. It gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe, and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, we will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Just go to fivewayswemakemoney.com. That's fivewayswemakemoney.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about losing your job, working till you drop, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We're finishing it up with the concept about what lifestyles is all about. And what it's all about is not being like what the average American has been trained to be. The bad decisions that we make throughout our lives so that we end up miserable, alone, lost, and with no satisfaction at the end of our life. We take up back here where Arquette is just giving a graduation party for his son. He's just graduated high school, and his father and he had just had this conversation about how life has no meaning whatsoever. And everybody's telling him, you know, that old college thing, okay, you're going to be great in college. Congratulations, you're going to be successful. And the kid's like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't even know why I'm going to college. I don't even know if I'm going to participate in college. He's telling his girlfriend he's not even going to go to class, even though his parents are sending him to college. The agreement with his parents was you got to go to college, and it's in-state college, so it doesn't cost us that much money. It's all about money and living and doing what it is everybody thinks you should need to do. Et cetera, et cetera, which is put your kid through college, all right? But at this point, the mother sits down with the son and his sister and says, look, since both of you are now away at college, I'm going to sell the house and I'm going to move into a one-bedroom apartment. I'm done, she says. I'm done being responsible. I'm done being up to my ears with bills and headaches. And man, middle life crisis, how many people have just downsize and said, forget it, and they sell off the stuff. She goes, I spent my entire life accumulating a house full of useless stuff, and now I'm going to spend the rest of my life getting rid of it. And she wants the son to take some of the useless stuff with him as a remembrance of life. And he goes, I don't want that stuff because, you know, really he's insinuating, I don't really want to remember our life. Our life was terrible. And now the mother loses it. Right there on the spot, she goes crazy and starts screaming and yelling, I deserve a life. I've had nothing. I've lived for everybody else in my life. I've been an unpaid whore to men. I've been an unpaid babysitter to kids. She goes, I have nothing to look back on that I'm proud of, and I have nothing to look forward to. She goes, life is a series of events. It's the day you get pregnant, the day you have a kid, the day your kid goes to school the first day, the day your kid goes to high school, the day your kid graduates from high school, the day your kid goes to college, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The day you buy your first house, your second house, your third house. It's all a series of events, but life has no meaning whatsoever. None. And she goes, son, the only major event I have left in life after, yes, being married three or four times, and yes, moving three or four times to different homes, and yes, getting a college degree, and yes, getting a job, all of those events happened, but the only thing left in my life at 39 years of age is to die. Yes, my friends, it's in the movie. only thing left is to die. Now, I'm telling you, that is the way the world is seen by a very high percentage of Americans, whether you realize it or not. There are two advertisements that are on in my show where I can hear them. I don't know what's on all over the country, but these are on every single day, every single break. These advertisements are total child transformation for your total whacked out kid that is defiant and won't live life the way you want him to. So let's drug him down and get him wherever he needs to be so he won't be defiant anymore. And the other one is Renew, stress, unhappiness, hopelessness. If you're a part of that, get some free stress blocker, right? Folks, I'm not putting these things down. What I'm saying is these ads could not run all day long, every day, and every one of my shows since I've ever been on the radio, unless one thing's true. You are hopeless. You are unhappy. You are full of stress, and your life has no meaning. And your kids already realize that, and that's why they're defiant. And yes, my friends, that's what I'm trying to get you to change in your life. So this kid finally goes to college. His roommate turns out to be another fun individual. Here we go, back, forth, back and forth. This guy's a depressed lunatic now. Now he gets a fun friend. He has a nice girlfriend. The girlfriend has a roommate. The roommate turns out to be another person that believes that life is a depressing thing, that there's no future for anybody. And they fall in love. Two type B depressed people are going to start the cycle all over again. So now the son has already done what his mother done the fun person, done the depressed person, done the fun person, done the depressed person. This kid has no chance in life. He has totally replicated his mother's initiatives in life and his father's. They end by saying this. This is what they both agree on in life, is that people tell us all the time that we should seize the moment in life and do what's important, what we want to do. And they both agree that never happens, that the moment seizes you. In other words, what they're saying is what this entire movie says is you have no control over your life whatsoever. You are doomed to living middle-class existence, poor poverty existence. You will be that nothing for the rest of your life. You have been, you will be, your parents were, and your kids are too. And there's no breaking that cycle. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, that is not true. You can break that cycle. You have to first understand it and witness it and believe that it's there, and then you can take the steps to get rid of it. That's what this is all about. This is why I've been in business for 25 years, why I still do the radio 2 hours a day, why I still teach, is because there is hope. And I have had thousands of customers / members that have changed their lives. And now it's time for you. I hope that you understood why I did this today. I know this is totally depressing. It's not normal radio, because normal people on the radio are trying to sell you something they want you to buy, like a stress blocker. I'm not. I'm trying to sell you on you having a great life. You need to make that decision, and you need to take the steps necessary for it to happen. And if you're willing to do that, and if you're interested in doing that, then I, myself, am willing to give you everything, every ounce of energy I can. Email me at askdell@luinc.com if you have questions, if you have concerns. Email me at askdell@luinc.com, and that's only one L, D-E-L, L-U-I-N-C.com. All right? And always remember this. This radio show is not here just to try to sell you on buying real estate. This radio show is here to sell you on having a wonderful life. And my friends, those of you that have made it through this entire radio show, I know you're one of us. I know you want to change. I realize that you just need the help. And that's what we're here for. So remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've ever been taught so that you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us every Monday through Friday. Can't get enough? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.
information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Ask any of the members or mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate education and mentoring group, and they'll tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and hard you work. It's whether you're on the right map to begin with. Can what you're doing take you to the financial position that you want to be in? I'm Lynn Andres, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Visit getmymapnow.com to meet some of our members who are on the right map and on the way to reaching their financial goals. Whether you just started thinking about investing in real estate or you consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited provides the support necessary to take you to the next level. We are mentors that offer you guidance on every step of the real estate investing process, from single-family houses to 600-unit apartment complexes. Our members have done it all. They've won multiple Investor of the Year awards 8 of the last 8 years. Call 866-907-2085 or visit getmymapnow.com to begin or advance your real estate investing career today.